Right, we're going to have a reading this morning, and it is the 23rd Psalm.
Psalms 23, verse 1 to 5. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. Amen.
Thank you. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honour me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pressure me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
Luke 15 is often described as God's lost and found. God's lost and found chapter. It's not three separate parables as we read it, because the first one is about the lost sheep, the second one is about the lost coin, and the third one, the lost son. In actual fact, they're all one parable, as Jesus is telling this story, as he's trying to relate to the people that have gathered together. And Jesus uses these three elements to answer the scribes and the Pharisees against their accusations that he's associated with publicans and sinners. But having said that, Jesus did not deny this, but rather confirms it by giving the example of his love for those who are unlovable and those who are unworthy. There is no one who is unlovable, and there is no one who is unworthy. Not in the sight of God or in the sight of ourselves. We may see differences. We may see people who are different to ourselves. We may see the difference in the colour of somebody's skin. We may see the difference in the size of someone who's got a little bit extra weight, or someone who seems extremely tall. Jesus looks at it all and sees us as equals. There is no difference. And Jesus is using the opportunity once again to state the mission of why he's there. He's called not to the righteous, but for the sinners to repent. It's a word we don't actually really like, is it, sinner? And yet we all sin. We all know that we fall short of God's glory and grace. And so we have these three elements of the parable: one lost sheep, two lost silver, and one lost son. And so this morning we just look briefly at the first one, the illustration of the lost sheep. In a sense, we're all sheep because we all wonder where we want to go. If ever you've watched One Man and His Dog, and you see the dog being given instructions to round up the sheep, come by, come by. And the dog does exactly as it's taught. But without the dog, the shepherd finds it difficult. The shepherd finds it difficult to gather them together because they just wander off where they want to go. And so in a sense we are like sheep. Our tendency is to wander from the fold. And in Isaiah 53 verse 6 we find this: we are all like sheep have gone astray. Each one has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid down the iniquity of us all. Sheep have no place to rest, says Jeremiah 50, verse 6. My people have been lost sheep. It says that they've been led astray, that they've been caused to roam and to run on the mountains. They wandered over mountain and hill, forgot where their own land was. They forgot to find their own resting place. And so we are in need of a shepherd. For in 1 Peter 2:25 we find these words, "For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have been returned to the shepherd and overseer of your soul." The shepherd leaves his flock, as we've heard in the story this morning, and he goes to find that one that was lost. Christ, as the good shepherd, searches for lost sheep and to bring them back. Because that was the purpose of coming. He came to save those who were lost. If we've already found that relationship, although we need to renew it, we don't need to be saved again. We need to find those who are not saved, who don't have that right to inherit that which Christ offers. In Luke 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost. We are loved as if we were his only sheep." How special each one of us is to God through Jesus Christ. And sometimes perhaps we fail to recognize that. Perhaps we feel unworthy. Perhaps we feel that our value is of little worth. But I tell you this morning that each one of you is valued by God. Each one of you is loved by God. Each one is looked after by God. And God is always seeking and searching, trying to find those who would come back to him and those who would share with him. And we notice for the shepherd, the searching did not stop. He says that he went up the hills, down the dales, he went through the brambles, he was looking everywhere until he found the sheep there in the water. And there's something actually about that struck me this morning about the water and the sheep. Because when we accept Jesus Christ into our Lord and Saviour, then the water of baptism is there for us all. And it's almost as if that sheep had been baptized and saved. And been saved by the shepherd. The shepherd being Jesus Christ in our case. And so the shepherd seeks that lost sheep. And having found it, the shepherd took it in his arms, placed it on his shoulders and carried it all the way back. We don't know how far he carried it, but he took it wherever it needed to go. Jesus seeks to take us into his arms and to carry us to safety. He wants to put us on fertile ground. He wants to put us in a place where we can grow spiritually, morally. And Jesus seeks to do it in such a way because he says that he promises never to leave us or to forsake us. And what a wonderful thing to know that is, that our Jesus, the one that we love and care about, will be with us even to the very end of the age. And he says again in that chapter, he says, "I will tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in the same way, sorry, in heaven, over one sinner who repents than over 99 persons who do not need to repent." I must start typing it again. I wrote this in ink. Sometimes, you see, we make mistakes. Sometimes we say things that we shouldn't say or wished we hadn't said. Sometimes it's not as it ought to be. But having found this one, there was great rejoicing. It sounds a little bit strange, doesn't it, to go and tell everybody, I found my sheep, I've got 99 already, why do I need... The illustration is that for each one of us, if we need to find that place in heaven, if we need to sit at the right hand of God in the fullness of time, then we need to find ourselves in his fold. We need to find ourselves rejoicing. And the rejoicing is in heaven, not on earth. So I wonder, are you or I a lost sheep today? The shepherd, the Lord Jesus, is seeking for you and for me to take up his cross and to carry it. To carry it in a way that will take us to the homely place. and we will be picked up in the arms of the shepherd. We will be put in what is the sheepfold. So we need to put our faith and trust in the good shepherd. We need to do it today, giving our lives to him. Let him work in our lives during this coming week. Let miracles take place. Miracles in you and I, and through you and I, because God places them there. Sometimes we see miracles only if we see a healing of someone with a particular disease or deformity or whatever we might want to call it, disability. But there's lots of healing and miracles that take place every day in the lives of people, Christian and non-Christian alike. We can ask God to do things in our lives, and God will answer. And yes, sometimes it doesn't seem so, because sometimes God will say, no, that's not what's right. Sometimes God will say, well, just wait a bit. And sometimes he will do it in an instant. Sometimes you can just be walking, talking and praying, and the shepherd will answer. For it says, I am the good shepherd, and the shepherd knows his sheep. I am the good shepherd, and the shepherd knows his sheep. God wants to know us this week through Jesus Christ. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. But with God's help and the love of Jesus, we can be brought back into the fold. We can be carried when we can't walk, when we're tired and we're weary. Because Jesus has promised that's what he will do. He will carry all our burdens. And we can leave them at the foot of the cross. Considering baptism, membership, speak with me or one of the deacons. Considering a leadership role in the church, speak again so that we can share together. Let's listen now to what God is saying. Let the shepherd speak. Let him say, come by. Come here. Come near. For that's what he wants to do. I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent.